Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time to play a little fact or fiction when it comes to the NFL. Is a trend a fact? Is a trend fiction? We ask the question each and every week involving the top stories around the NFL.
Woo! Music gets me fired up every time.
It's got to, baby.
Let's start with the Jacksonville Jaguars, boys. And the Jags got them hands this weekend in Dallas.
Oof.
40 points. They hung a 40 burger on them. Let's see here. Back-to-back games.
Defense.
Back-to-back games now. The Chiefs put up 30. Then they got 40 balled by the Cowboys. I'm just going to ask it. Fact or fiction? The Jags defense is no longer one of the league's best.
I'm going to say fact on that one. I mean, you give up seven. Well, they didn't get 30 balled by the Chiefs. They got 23 balled. The Chiefs scored that seven on, you know. But the Jags as a team have given up 70 points in the last 2 weeks.
The first time in 2.5 years that they've given up 30 or more points in back-to-back weeks.
They were talking that they were going to go undefeated this year. They're now 3-3, may not make the playoffs.
You think Delvin Smith's still laughing?
Probably. Oh, couldn't have been laughing after that one. I mean,
that's Friday's thing, by the way.
Sorry. What was worse, though, the way they played or those uniforms that they were wearing? I think the Chiefs exposed Jacksonville. I do. I think they exposed them on defense.
Broke them. No, I think it's fiction. I think they played, you know, okay against the Chiefs. It wasn't a disastrous performance considering what this Chiefs offense is.
True. They only gave
Pat Mahomes had no touchdowns and two picks.
Right. Yeah. So they did fine. I don't know what the heck happened Sunday. I guess you attribute that to a bad game. I don't know. That was gross. But fiction that they're done.
I think it's fact because the defense is looking across the board at the offense and going, we have no chance with that guy as quarterback. Did you hear what Matt Hasselbeck said on ESPN yesterday?
That he's going to take the ball and he's going
to
win?
No, that he wants the Giants to trade Eli Manning to the Jags.
Why? So we could retire in Florida with white shoes and a gold chain?
Right. Give him an opportunity to win one more Super Bowl is what Hasselbeck said.
Boca Del Vista now getting units available?
Clearly, Hasselbeck hasn't watched Eli play recently. Blake Bortles may be better than Manning right now.
Oh. Well, that's.
But, I mean, that's what it is. If you're the defense and your offense is so awful like that, you're like, oh, what the hell? Why do I want to play? Why do I bother?
The Rams are now the only undefeated team left in the National Football League.
It says left in the NFL.
Left. It does, left. That's how I wanted to pronounce it, left in the NFL. Have 4 weeks left before they face the Chiefs. They get the 49ers, the Packers, the Saints, and the Seahawks. Fact or fiction, the Rams will still be undefeated when they meet the Chiefs in Mexico City.
Ooh, that's a good one, bro. Look at the teams. The Niners are that's a rival, but they'll be all right. Packers are tough.
Packers and Saints.
Yeah. I'm gonna say fiction. I think they'll lose to the Saints.
By the way, Saints, they're in New Orleans that game. Drew Brees, very different quarterback at home than on the road. And then also they get the 49ers on the road. CJ Beathard, a very different quarterback at home as well.
Clearly. Yeah.
I couldn't even get that out.
No, I'm going to say fiction. He's played okay.
Get off my guy.
Looking like Aaron Rodgers last night.
Yeah. I'm going to say fiction. I think they lose one of those games.
Mm-hmm. I think they lose that Saints game. That's
I think so, too.
That's
which means because we all think it, win it.
I think Packers and Saints
blow them out of the water.
Problems, so.
I don't think the Packers win. Come on, man. Did you see how C.J. Beathard was carving him up last night? You think Jared Goff and Todd Gurley are going to have problems with that?
I think there's a script floating out there that would have Packers doing it to the Rams?
No.
Is that an NFL script out there that would
do not see that happening?
Where is that game?
I wouldn't discount it.
It's in I almost said St. Louis in L.A.
It's in L.A. The Green Bay Packers 0-2 on the road, 3-0-1 at home.
It's that Lambeau magic.
Final one for you guys. The Chargers have improved to 4-2. They beat the Browns over the weekend. It's not necessarily who they've beaten because it hasn't been a lot, but it's how they've been doing it. They've been having some really impressive wins, and Phillip Rivers looks like he's going to be having another great season. Continues to just make, any old wide receiver look like a star, but the Chargers now 4-2. Fact or fiction? The Chargers are a legitimate threat for the AFC West crown.
They are a legit threat, but they're not going to win it. But they're playing good football right now. They're plus 31 in their point differential right now. Chiefs are plus 43. Rams are plus 78. The shocker is Baltimore at plus 76. So the Chargers are one of the better teams in the NFL when it comes to that point differential, which gives you an opportunity to win a lot of games. So
I don't want this to come off like me being pessimistic about the Chiefs, but they have a – it's not historically great like the Chiefs' offense. They have a great offense right now. Once Bosa gets back and once they start getting some pieces back together, their defense blows yours out the water.
They have scored 175 points already this year. I'm telling you, that point differential is astounding right now for the Chargers. They're good, but they're not good enough.
I think they're a legitimate threat. That's a fact. I'm looking at their upcoming schedule. They're not home again until next month. Played a road game at the Browns, go to London, play two more road games. Let's see how they get through the next stretch, but I think they're legit.
And I would say they have
15. Yeah, week 15, the Chargers come to town.
Yeah, that. See, if it was flip flopped and the Chargers were already here and we still had to go out to L.A., I think maybe. But they got to come here, and the Chargers
for a Thursday night game.
Yeah, if the Chargers have shown one thing, they don't win here.
That is fact or fiction.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.